permanent of sin. Yes, our invitation is for the benefit of sovereign to adopt in the interview. All the members, good morning, welcome at this meeting. I declare this meeting open. We convene after a short break of the pregnancy period, the visit, the contact, etc. We are all in good health, so thank you to the great Lord for that as well. I've got apologies for the honorable Bloom. Any other apologies that you bring up? All members, our meeting today is a briefing by the directors for the priority crime investigation and the extraction task in progress made in regards to the prison facts that are being investigated in the Limpopo province. Just a thank you back and refresh your minds. We had just had you in front of this committee quite a while ago. Corruption is an international challenge. The violence of corruption is a worldwide challenge. In December 1996, the United Nations General Assembly adopted a code of conduct for international public officials and the Declaration Against Corruption and Bribery. In September 1997, the World Bank approved the Comprehensive Anti-Corruption Framework to address corruption in the project. The Southern African Forum Against Corruption was launched in June 2001 in Maseru. In August 2001, the heads of state of the SADC region adopted the Protocol Against Corruption in Malawi. The South African government has both a legislative framework and strategies in place that aim to combat corruption. It includes, you know, the EFMA, MFMA, the Preferential Procurement Policy Act, the Executive Members Ethics Act. We've got the co-chairperson of the Ethics Commission, the committee. The Honorable Shile is a member of this committee, and so forth. During our engagement with Limpopo, we did the intervention and interacting with the SIU, 303 cases, we were told under investigation and the Department of Public Service and Administration requested the SIU for capacity to engage and address the investigations. Got the documents with me that was presented to us. 703 cases were referred to the SIU and forensic firms for investigation. One of the questions that was asked in our engagement with the SIU, now who's coordinating this process? Who's the boss? At what speed is being worked? Because we got the perception very slow. We were told the SFTT is also there to assist. Welcome to the team of Henry Correction Corruption Task Team, Mrs. Munilema, from Treasury, my correct, from Treasury, Mr. T. Chelle from Treasury. I received the name of Mr. Chelle, not yet. Sabari from DPSA. We were supposed to be part of the team. Who is leading the team? Mr. Sakoto, SIU, and Colonel Ploy. Are there any apologies for those who are not here?
From the DPSA has been hospitalized and the Dr. Marco is engaged in another meeting. I should send an apology for.
It's a voluntary rule that policies will be in a written format and submitted before the meeting. That's a rule. And should it come to finance appropriations, from the team will submit us with what we want. But in any case, welcome at this meeting. We're going straight into the business that you give us your vision. Give us the real vision. We will be engaging with the Limpopo province from the 15th until at least the 17th of October here in Parliament. I'll inform the members, the honourable members, after we dealt with the agenda. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. To your honourable members, good morning. Chair, most probably the first thing you do to the anti-corruption task team. I'm here in my capacity as chair of the anti-corruption task team. I'm also the head of the DPCR, Director for Fraud and Crime Investigation. Chair, on the 22nd of July 2010, the President announced the establishment of an anti-corruption task team to expedite the investigation and the prosecution of corruption cases. The purpose of the ACTT is to provide for better coordination of governmental functions in the JCBS cluster with the aim of reducing corruption in South Africa, to expedite the effective investigation and prosecution of priority corruption cases, and work together with government departments and initiatives to strengthen government systems, reduce the risks, and to prevent incidents of corruption. The principal members of the institution are the Directorate for Private Crime Investigation, DPCR, of the South African Police Service, the National Prosecuting Authority, and it's inclusive of the ASU, the Special Investigation Unit, SIU, secondary members. The Office of the Accountant General of National Treasury, the South African Revenue Service, FAS, the Financial Intelligence Center, and the Department of Public Service and Administration as joint later. In terms of the bulk of property intervention, the Ministry of Finance played a leading role to implement the national intervention in the HOPO in terms of Section 101B. All the ACTT member institutions were requested on the 14th of December 2011. The chairperson of the JCBS approached the ACTT to render support to the intervention that was decided by cabinet. The ACTT effectively implemented the investigation back in January. And that's why I need to emphasize that it was to look at the criminal matters emerging out of the Section 100B intervention. Based on the National Treasury results of a risk assessment, the following departments were identified as priority areas for the ACTT to investigate. I need to emphasize that it's not based that the ACTT made an assessment of which departments, but this is the risk assessment that was done at the five departments were placed under the Fisher ICP, and it was the Department of Education, Department of Transport and Road Agency of the Pobo, the Department of Health and Social Development, Department of Public Works and Commercial Treasury. The forensic investigation facilitated by National Treasury revealed that all five departments, they were incidents of fraud, corruption, and conflict of interest. The National Treasury Section 100, disciplinary cases. 22 forensic investigation reports have been issued to facilitate disciplinary proceedings by the DPSA. So 22 reports the National Treasury added over to DPSA for disciplinary proceedings to commence. It involved two heads of department and who has been suspended and 45 officials across the departments. The National Treasury Forensic Reports, they were 22 and checked, they are listed in the report. Let me just quickly run through them from one. It's Rose and Gospel, Portal, Health is Tristan Solution, Health is Michela Holding, Education is CMU. Management unit. Yeah, sorry. Education is fast track infrastructure. Education is regular expenditure and tests of laptops. Education is regular extension of mobile cross platforms. Education is edu solutions, learner attainment strategy. Education is edu solutions, got the grade R toys. Education is the HMS program. Public works is through Vulcan Consulting and Kitin Johol, JV. Public works is Villa Enterprise City. Public works is to irregularities. Public works is award and payment of security. Health is Bufle Waste Management. Health is Buna Healthcare. Health is Wakala Travel. Health is Kofelo Omanoko Training Enterprise. Health is Mahababa Training Enterprise. Health is Pharmaceutical Depot. Public works is the security contracts. And public works is like fire lease. Summary of the indication of fraud and corruption. This is the National Treasury Report. This is a breakdown on the chain of the departments, the number of cases, those that have been finalized, those that are in progress, and those that have been withdrawn, which is none that have been withdrawn. The health and social development with 13 cases. One has been finalized with 12 in progress. Provincial Treasury Chair, you will notice that there weren't any matters in terms of the reports that indicated last fall any cases for Provincial Treasury. Education, there were 12 reports, of which 12 are still in progress. Public works, have 10 cases and 10 are in progress. Cotton, there are 12 cases with 12 in progress. In total, there's 47 cases, of which one only has been finalized and are still in progress.
Is it not possible just simply to explain what is in progress, what is meant? Because otherwise it's too lean. We still want to ask that question. If you can explain what is in progress.
The number of cases, people that have been charged, charges have been given to 47 people. But then one is finalized, someone has been dismissed, it's final. But the other 46, they are still in progress in doing the DC, DC only. It's in progress in terms of the things that are still in the disciplinary area.
Okay, carry on, let's come back to that.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In terms of the Popol mass irregularities, National Treasury further established in the review order of the Popol Provincial Treasury that out of 10 of Popol TMG accounts, 6 accounts were used to process both credit transfers and other electronic bank transfers directly on online without authorization or disbursements on basic accounting systems. The following are affected departments: the Office of Premier, Department of Education, Department of Public Works, Department of Road and Transport, Department of Safety and Sports, Department of Agriculture. The investigation by the Office of Accountant General is still in progress to establish all identified the regular transactions not processed through banks has been rectified and recorded in the BAS in the correct financial period of the affected departments. In terms of the certain cases with conflict of interest in Limpopo, following other cases of government officials doing remunerative work out service in the following departments. This is in terms of the SIU reports. Department of Health Social Development, there were 40 cases, 13 have been finalized, and one is in progress. Provincial Treasury, the 16 cases, one has been finalized, and 14 are in progress. Education, 8 cases, and 8 are still in progress. The Public Works is 3 cases, with 3 in progress. The total is 41 cases, 14 of them have been finalized, 26 still in progress. I will check to move to section 100 on the criminal investigation cases. The ACT criminal cases under the section 100. 1B are as follows. With Department of Roads and Transport, there are 40 cases, of which 10 are accused. There is a remanded on it. And in progress, out of the 40, 4 are still in progress. Department of Health and Social Development, there were 5 cases. Out of the 5, 2 are in court, involving 6 accused, and 3 are still in progress. Education, with 5 cases, all 5 are still in progress. Public Works, there's 2 cases, 1 is in court, involving 3 accused, and 1 is in progress. In total, there's 26 cases, 13 are in court, which involves 34 accused, and 13 are still in progress. I must indicate that it relates to 27 reports that was provided by National Treasury. I'm sure that
told, at least this time around, because at the last briefing we were told there was people, there seems to be a lack of certainty about who actually was driving this process. And so we asked the people driving this process, and we understood it was the anti-corruption task team, would come and give us a detailed report on progress. Not a brief five-page report with a few numbers on it saying basically very little has happened. Mr. Chairman, I don't know what questions to ask, to be honest, of a technical nature. I am surprised at the comments on page 5 that the Accountant General is in the progress of establishing irregular transactions and lobbying process. Well, surely we should be establishing who's benefited irregularly and whether they have now been charged. In fact, they should by now have been dismissed or be sitting in jail 2 years later. But the Accountant General is still checking. When will this process be finished? When will we actually see the results of this process? The intervention, as I understand it, the Cabinet has decided to withdraw, and yet this process has hardly got out of the starting block. Mr. Chairman, I don't have any specific questions I can ask, I'm afraid.
I'll echo what Father Budis has said with an addition that it seems as if the Limpopo legislature is doing as they please, and the very regulations who are in place are pushing them. There's a lot of wrong that has been entered to the people who desire the services and would like to know the reasons why this work has not been done diligently. We're talking integrity here. And without integrity, this is really not going to convince us. This is not a reward we expected. So I can put it forward, Chair, that I'm very disappointed. Because the people who are sitting in front of us have been entrusted with doing the work. They have the skills. But what is happening? What is blocking the program?
Thanks, Chairperson. Thanks for the report. I'm going to echo the truth of the utterance of the speaker. I'm just wondering, if you read first paragraph on the 22 of July 2010, the President announced the establishment of the anti-corruption. Using the term to expedite the investigation. That is the gist of the matter, to expedite us. And so if there is another meaning, it will be meaning something. People were paraded. We saw them on the TV, we said, yes, this is the team. But you check the report here, it's a chameleon movement. Very, very, very slow. Now we take now the issue of witnesses. Witnesses can die. Witnesses can do anything. They can be influenced if we don't expedite the investigation. That is the problem. We know you are having a handful or a handful of cases, but can't we try to do something? This one we are very, very much disappointed. I have no question. Direct question. Nothing at all. For us to get the previous office, this is exactly what was. This is a list. Just like the genealogical tree of Jesus, that's from David up to Jesus. It's a tree of consanguinity. Then we have no problem
Philip.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. I think what we just need probably to just clarify, explain something. Is that the team should understand one thing, that we are charged with the responsibility to determine whether the intervention should continue or it should be terminated. And a lot of resources have been put in that province to put in administrators in all five departments to actually turn them around. And inclusive in that process is to actually ensure that those that are corrupt, they are problematic in the government system, must be removed and must get proper men and women who will do and expect to deliver services. Now, some 300 people have been identified to be problematic. Today, we can't say that they've been removed or not removed. Only one. The SODs that we are talking about, two, we say they are suspended. They may come back, depending on what the outcome. We are not saying that they've been dismissed. We are saying only one person that we shall finalize this meeting, gone. But we're talking about some 300 people that we have been briefed before, that they are problematic. And now you have had some interactions of government with the province. There is a view of lifting the administration. But you still have all those people that actually collapse the administration. We have not dealt with them. We have not dealt with them. And the possibility is that if government needs administration and you still have the same people in there, and at the end of your disciplinary hearing, these people, all 300 of them, or majority of them are dismissed, then you're going to have a lot of new people coming in, but the administrators are gone. What sort of administration are you going to have? The two scenarios, Brahman. To leave the administration now with the current crop of people, then we can't expect anything different from what led up to this problem. But you leave it again and then get the administrators all back to Pretoria. Then you fire all these people, then you get new people. You can't expect anything better again because there's nobody to lead them. You are putting us in trouble. Thank you, sir.
One more question.
Oh, thank you, sir. Yeah, okay. Just a few questions. My first question is this. Yeah, I want to find out about the rate of conviction of criminal cases which have been investigated. And then, I want to find out at what level is corruption taking place. Is it at the level of top management or at the lower level? And then my other question is, what amounts have been recovered as a result of the investigations which are taking place? And that also, in which sections of the departments of the provincial government is corruption?
being run as a very expensive, exclusive club, nightclub, without contracts, without any rental being paid, without any payment for electricity consumed, without any water payments, without any service payments, by an individual. The minister of the relevant department is aware of it because the minister has replied to my parliamentary question, and yet it continues. As we speak, my understanding is that illegal occupation of the airport lounge in Polokwane continues. Now, to me, that would have been one little example of the kind of information we should have been getting today, that this was the case, these are the people involved, these are the actions being taken, this is the money we've recovered, this person's gone to jail, whatever. Just one little example.
Thanks, Chair. Thank you, Deputy General, for your brief report. But, Chair, like my colleague said, the report is not different from the report received previously by Mama Salamu and the team. And the expectation was that much more focus would be given here and changed on the work of the anti-corruption unit, not necessarily what DPSA has done. Because we were advised that the SIU and these other private forensic firms have done their investigations, and out of such investigations, there would be those disciplinary hearings by DPSA. There would be instances where concurrently, whilst there would be those processes, internal processes of DCs, where it is established that it's fraud involved or then the anti-corruption would then pursue the matters also via the court. And others would await the finalization of internal processes first and then proceed. Now, because here we invited yourself, the anti-corruption team, we expect you to know and get the details around the number of cases that you have, how far are you in terms of prosecution, and those that are at court, like those that we say they are mandated, I mean, as a public representative. I will be interested to know the date so that if I have got an interest like I have and I've got time, I can go to court and listen on that particular day. But to simply just say it's a mandate to have, but without, there's no detail. You can't even monitor and follow up on this. So those are kind of the kind of features. And as I was listening, I know quite often, and I'm not anticipating that is what the general is saying, but I know quite often people will say, no, she can't keep this because of the legality and what. Mm-hmm. But the reality is that there's nothing wrong to say so-and-so has been arrested or so-and-so has been charged with criminal activities. There are the charges. The case has already appeared in court, and then the next date of appearance is this date. There's nothing wrong with that. It does not compromise anybody's case. Because we don't want you to give us your argument or we want progress. What is it that is given to yourself? But so far, you still have one case or so. Nothing, insofar as the costs are involved, seems to have been finalized. Everything is still in progress. In certain instances, like under the last column, education, number of cases involving five, nothing in court, accused nothing, five in progress. It raises a lot of questions. What is in progress? And you see that the final stage of the investigation. What is in progress? That's why our members were saying, can you explain this in progress? Because in certain columns, the in progress means nothing else different to what you use in another column. in my view. So, quite frankly, it will seem that not much effort we are putting to preparing this type of report, and it's not helpful. It does not help us with what we want to achieve. But the bottom line is that with anti-corruption testing, indeed, the purpose is expedited. The purpose is expedited. Investigations, number one. Number two, prosecution of all those corruption cases. And with this intervention having been there for almost a year now, 4 or 5 months ago, we got so excited. We say, yeah, no, the thing is beginning to work. So, people being arrested, going to cases, court cases, that are, now we understand how the court in this country operates. You appear today, and then the next day your trial will be after 6 or 12 months. That is another challenge that we are having. But all those things are dependent on the readiness of those who are prosecuting and defending. But the issues related to the disciplinary matters is the DPSA is an issue that was raised directly to the DPSA, like we have already done it there. That we are not happy about the manner that cases are moving, it's very slow, and at the end, a lot of these cases people just go back to work. Mm-hmm. But with regard to those where we are told, because once you begin to say there's fraud, you can only say that based on the facts before you. And we hope that once that is mentioned, we are expecting a successful prosecution. But here so far, there are no results as equal as we could have yet General Adama saying, Chair, insofar as matters in our heads are concerned, there's nothing to report now. And then we close the meeting. So I will beg for that, Chair. If it is not possible to get the details now, because obviously that will require the report to be done properly, perhaps the general must accept this. We agree that we go back and prepare the report that will be fitting for this forum to discuss forward. Because even that report, we are not going to interrogate the report because we understand it will be matters under subpoena. But we want to check progress and whether the past team is necessarily doing what it was established for. And satisfy our curiosity to survive that discussion. I think
it's Honorable Michelle, then I'll take my input.
Yeah, Chairperson, without really mixing up with the last comment of Honorable Chairman, that we should really move towards closing this meeting because it's not asking us that allow them to go and get the song in this particular report. Chair, I would have loved to really talk to the real question that you asked, who is in charge of all this? Who says you are not putting your song? Who is saying that in the team in the board? And is that person actually really a choir conductor? Or who says no, the tenor is not picking up the bus? The bar is not coming up, the bar is not. Who's doing that, actually? Not just the theoretical leadership, the practical leadership of the teams in the board that are in this corruption stories. And if we could just get a proper answer to that, then we should be able to send an instruction to say, please, the choir conductor, conduct the choir and get the necessary voices that are required to make the correct melody. Because currently we are not having all the correct melody coming from all the sectors of the party. Thank you.
Thank you to the humble members, the remarks, questions and the input. The intervention in Mbopo is being reviewed in terms of section 102 of the Constitution by the National Council of Provinces as it threatens to the Senate. constitution. This event committee makes recommendations to the executive. If we look at what we received this morning, what recommendation do you think must be made to executive? Because we must take informed decisions. DPSA said on page 4 of their presentation when they appeared before this committee that they requested the ACTT to make capacity available, to make capacity available to ensure the fast-tracking of investigations and prosecutions where corruption and criminal conduct were identified in the intervention. The SIU on page 15 said, 38 members matters, in respect of various irregularities were investigated by private forensic firms. You want to know who are they? Were appointed by the National Treasury. There's a representative from the National Treasury. These matters were to be handed to the SIU for preparation of the relevant disciplinary files. However, these matters were not received by SIU, notwithstanding repeated requests. These matters are at present being dealt with by the ACTT. Now, General, to you and the team, do you have a capacity problem to do the work? They said when we started the meeting, give us a real picture. Do you have enough people to do the work, finish and plan? Because if you don't have it, it will carry on and carry on. And we will still be dealing with it after the elections, new members sitting in this meeting after April 2014. So, there is a few questions that you can reply to, but that you go back and engage the DPSA and the SIU. I would recommend that you look at these presentations that was made referring to your home and come back here. We're dealing with some people next week, at least 3 days. It goes well, 2, but at least 3 days. So, over to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Chief. Chief, perhaps to respond in that. Perspective that the ACTT was formed in July 2010, Honourable Chair, by the President. It was established to deal with issues of corruption, corporate corruption. The Limpopo intervention came a bit later to the ACTT's brief. The ACTT had a brief of dealing with 100 individuals that they had to convict by 2014 who have benefited those involved in 5 million rand and more. That was the issue, as well as them given the deal with corruption and combating of corruption within the JGPS cluster. The Limpopo intervention was an additional task that was given. So it was matters that was not necessarily in the criteria of the 5 million rand and more involved, because it was much broader. And the ACTT as a whole, in terms of its initial merit, has achieved significant results. It's just in terms of that, it's an ideal priority. Cases that has been looked at, which presented 42 convictions of the 2 individuals. The freezing odds that we obtained was 1.3 million to date. So I'm just giving a specific contextualization. Yes, on the POCO intervention chain. generate in those reports what were the departments and who were the, what were the issues involved. That our focus initially was criminal. So it was evaluated in terms of criminal abuse. We did not want to necessarily hand over the reports for disciplinary before we tell that it's not going to impact negatively on the criminal investigation. So that has accounted for some delays in terms of getting things onto the disciplinary side people. I think there were also challenges on the disciplinary in that the dependency on the very HOD to conduct disciplinary, there was reluctance on that side to actually engage and take the process forward in terms of disciplinary. Those were our challenges. Chief, with your permission, if you would allow me to give the investigator or the lead investigator in the Limpopo to aspects and a bit more detail to the criminal matters, and agree with the honourable member that this is not being subject to the court legal matters that's before court, and we have that information, and that information can, because people are in court excused. So we could provide the committee with the detail of that issue. There's nothing that we would be compromising. That information is available. Because of your question also, I don't know. To make some comments or to respond to all the questions. Thanks.
Thank you, honourable members. Also, in terms of representing the National Treasure, there was a question about who are the forensic firms that will do the investigation. The forensic firms are not private firms, they are consorted. The National Treasury consorted firms that were appointed. It's not just firms that came in. They have been in National Treasury assisting the citizen to develop the forensic firm. The two firms that National Treasury used in Limpopo, it's a Bogoto Forensic Investigation together with PricewaterhouseCoopers. Those two firms produced 27 forensic reports, which resulted in opening 38 criminal cases. And then some of them are what the 22 reports ended up being submitted to DPSA to do the disciplinary hearings. And then 5 of the 27 reports could not be given to DPSA because of the criminal investigation. That is a serious level that we found that will suspend them until the criminal investigation has been concluded. And then also, National Treasury got a list of names and the actual fraud or irregularities in each report of who it should be charged for what, which was referred to the DPSA. As the general has mentioned, the delay was during the time of Limpopo, the MECs and heads of department were refusing to take forward the process of disciplinary, so that delayed the treasury to even submit those reports. To the extent that that's when DPSA was called to be in charge, the Minister of DPSA took charge of the DC to make sure that the DC had done, because there were legal issues as to who is going to discipline the head of department. When the head of department refused to discipline the officials, so there were those issues that the ministers were dealing with both for finance and the DPSA. Hence it was resolved that DPSA is taking the lead now. So those are the issues that delays the actual decision. Thank you.
see in this one, investigation is 90% completed. The matter is remanded for November 29th from the 18th to the 29th for trial. So, this case in court, everything is going according to plan. And the next one was Oceanside. It was also a report case that we received on the 5th of May 2012. Case was investigated, and again, we are ready for trial in 26 December. Then also in public works, the previous Mr. Quebec, it is fraud and corruption. Many of the cases that we found, and maybe just to explain on the criminal side, what we found, it's not always that you could find from, let's say, like we received from National Grid a regional report. You didn't constitute and say, listen, you have so-and-so paid this amount of money to X and Z, and therefore just go through. Now, it wasn't totally forensic reports. They had flat certain allegations. So certain allegations were made. And then we followed that up. And for instance, just an example, if allegation is that a company received a tender that they shouldn't have, or the calculations, the points that were given by the DIC were tampered with or charged, then you have to come through because you have to look at all the DIC members. And corruption involved in the past couple of years so much that people, it's not like 10 years or 15 years where you find your person's bank account, hear the money flew through his bank account, and it's straightforward. It's trust, it is a friend, it is family, and all of that, those people you must find. And so you first the profile, and that takes time. And when you have the profile to know who is the friends and the family, then you must go to the bank and spin and find all the bank accounts. So it's all process. So I don't want to bore to the committee with all the investigation processes, but it's not something that happens overnight. It takes time to find all those information and then to continue and to see if you can find that payment. And then also what we find is that there's cash payments. So the company would receive the payment legally. There's no problem with what happened. But then you will see where there were cash withdrawals. And that's very difficult. So now you have to go and look at the BIC members. Maybe, and somebody else, maybe higher up, and the HOD. Then you have to do a lifestyle audit. Because then you must find out, did this person live above his means? And that takes time, because you must see all his assets. Has he all his loans, all his policies? So his salary is maybe 50,000 rand a month, but does he live maybe, looks like he's got this couple of million rand house. How he does that money come from, how did he buy it? And that takes, it's all systems that you have to look at. Just for background on the criminal side, that might sometimes takes a little longer to investigate. On the third one is Pasleni, it's money laundering, corruption in the public works department, one of the two cases, as you can see. It's also a PC. It was also for 31 days. In investigation, we cite 90%. Although it's in court, what you will find in court is always, in the defense, come up with their version. There's always a part that you haven't looked at. And then you have sought to investigate that part of the case. So although we say the investigation is completed, ready for court, we can go to court, person is arrested, the prosecutor is happy, there's always during the court process, the trial, where they change their version, and then you have to investigate always also that what they come up with. And also, just to say, not to say that if the tender value is 70 million, that 70 million was lost. What we found in the investigation is that although it's maybe a 700 million contract, it's not 700 million that was now sold. The road was off. Building was, the school was off. The only thing was maybe 1 million or 2 million could have been then given or taken for a price. But it's not the couple value. So sometimes people make a mistake and saying, it's brilliant, but it's not. Not the corruption part or maybe the face or the fraud. What we try to do also to speed up the investigation, because we also have to make an impact, is on the criminal side, you have to decide how we go for fraud first, and the fraud comes in where the
or a fight in a different bank account. So if I
and when you deal about forgery, and to drink was only the other. At the same time, they would spin off to theft, fraud, and everything. What are telling us? This is sorry. Before they're telling us, this team there, they know everything about it. What are they? That's what that we're just shaking our head. It's so embarrassing. If I were you, I would just suggest that we go back to do that one of the material affair to come with the better report. Thank you.
So much so that even those who were
senior suggests myself not planning to loot anything. But when you see, oh, you loot, you're still going to get away with it. No, let me also spend the money. And the number of these people who are doing this is increasing in income. That's why we now are concerned, as what you said. We've got all the resources. We've got everything. We've got all the things. The place is. We appreciate your work. And perhaps this is something that you could have just given us an indication. So that the next time you come, I'm afraid now it's just on the screen. I hope you give us copies of what you prepared here. And so that next time we call you, we are able to follow up from here to what you did give us. If we have it, but if you just go ahead there, when you come back after 2 months or so, you may have forgotten about that.
Thank you, Mojani, Obo Lomela, to the Dean of Obo Lomela, the chairperson of the National Council of Provost.
On a big picture, could I say your style of doing work? If people resign and they have been facing charges, that doesn't exonerate them. The charges stand. They must be prosecuted. Two, the HODs who are becoming hurdles in getting work done professionally are accomplices in the crime. They have to be charged. And we are aware some of the HODs know exactly all the rods that have been held. They should be charged. No one must be exonerated. That's committed crime, jointly. That's a fact. It's a fact. Try to block the process, you're an accomplice. You have to be charged. Exactly. We're talking here big amounts of money. And there's no way we can keep the Limpopo, you know, doing the same thing. And I wonder, when it comes to the previous conference, for example, how deep you've done to find out exactly where the money is at.
Nice conversation.
Thank you. I just wanted to make a point about the
engaged the chief administrator, Mr. Tong. It's our perception that it was collected in a book that officials have been moved from one department to the other one. It's like when you make a scrambled egg. Yes, a grid of centerfolds for breakfast. What is there other tactic to get around you people? You've got a capacity problem. You want more detail on it. How many people do you want in your team to conduct this exercise? Because you are looking now at you. You were told it's a TT. That's what we call it. But you are part of the role players. So they sent you back, but you're going. That's make sure the secretariat will inform you that we will be dealing with certain vocal intervention from the 15th to the 17th of October. Are there any additions? The general remark, of course, that mammoth task, I know. We've got to root out corruption, things and stuff. When a new banknote is printed, there are already people designing something to make money out of that. We call that from the Reserve Bank when they listed the Reserve Bank. So, thank you for what you've done until now, but we want some more information on this. Are there any responses from your side? Questions that were put? Because there were questions. This should be from the Commissioner.
Yes,
thank you. Previous life was Commissioner of Police.
Yes. Just on the issue of the, I think perhaps you might report it.
Another department, when they become MEC consultants, and that becomes a challenge of practice now.
jump, there must be a process to get over them. The CIA can do it in the United States, and we can do it. Yes. I'm not going to be told if I jump there, run away, they go up to do no ways. And they owe the state money. No.
Team that is still there, where they brought things, all these issues.
properly followed. Policy are in place, they are recorded. We work very closely with Montefiore. He has got all the forensic reports. He knows exactly what was wrong with which department. And lastly, someone said which department was found to have had a lot. We have identified, we have a record that health in the law is the most problematic one together with road and transport and its road agents. That's where the most estate was suffered out through those two departments. Then the third one is what education. So we have profiled, you know, we have the information. Maybe it was in the way in which we put to this committee. It's not that as government, as this institution, we don't have. We have all the information. We know exactly what needs to be done. We know where we are. We know what is wrong. It was really thinking, not understanding that the committee, how far do they want this information to be put in the record, and also the issue that we have serious criminal cases that are going on, which are in court. Sometimes when we put too much of what we are looking at, it ends up compromising, because we have had a lot of people who are implicated in the forensic report going to court demanding to be given the forensic report through PAIA. So there is that problem that was certain in court are difficult even to talk about, because there are people who are on, seriously given information which would like them to know that where the information. So they become so serious that they are so sensitive to the extent that when we put the report here, it might talk too much and give before the court is concluded what they want to do. Not that we are limiting you, but the information is available and something is being done about the MOMO by all institutions involved. Thank you.
Fine. Colonel Duplay, that input of yours that was on the screen, if you could supply this community with that document and the information, additional information from the Treasury that you available to us to make a substantial and informative recommendation to the executive. The Secretariat will liaise with you regarding your next appearance before this committee. I thank General Ramat and his team for appearing for this committee, and we're going to release you now because we've got some administrative work to do. So we're not going to keep